Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is Philly Sports with Giovanni.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
This podcast is powered by Eagle Maven of Sports Illustrated.
Blitz is coming. Hurts sees it, gets rid of it. It's caught for the touchdown!
Here's your host, Giovanni Hamilton.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Giovanni Show. Today we have a bit of a different episode. Today we do not have a guest, but I'm going to be doing a little overview of training camp, a little overview of the schedule. And so let's just get into it. So Jalen Hurts looking very good at the QB1 spot in training camp so far. Only had a few interceptions. And he's just looking good, getting the ball out faster, getting better at those play-action passes, and been throwing some dimes. Fitting it in tighter spaces, you know, which is really good to see from him. It's kind of good. After a few years, you kind of get to see a quarterback, a rookie quarterback mature and get into a rhythm. And to see him do this so soon, especially with his first season, all that adversity that he had to go through is just amazing to see. Now, the Colts, I got to go to their training camp. Great facility, great training camp, great atmosphere. I got to see my guy Shaquille Leonard, got to see Kenny Moore, got to see Matt Ryan throw some dimes. Everybody's doubting Matt Ryan, but guys, he's gonna be great this year. After seeing him throw some dimes out there, he definitely earned this QB1 spot this year, and he's just looking really confident out there. And the Cardinals looking great in practice, and obviously they got guys like Zach Ertz and J.J. Watt, but Kyler Murray, the controversy was about Kyler Murray coming back or not coming back. Guys, he has earned to get paid as much as he did and be able to come back for a couple years and play for the Cardinals. Great quarterback, can throw it on the run, can run it, can throw it deep. Guys, just a stud. But as I said before, let's go over the schedule. The Eagles preseason start against the Jets. Now, I don't expect a lot from preseason because it's preseason. We're probably not even going to see Jalen Hurts or Dallas Goedert or Smitty, A.J. Brown. We're probably not going to see those starters, but it's good to get after it early. I think we're going to win against the Jets. We're going to win against the Browns. We're going to win against the Dolphins. Then we got week one against the Lions. I feel like specifically guys like Big Play Slay are going to thrive in this environment, especially Big Play Slay because it's his former team. I think he's going to play hard and get a few interceptions that week one. And week two, Vikings, I got to take the birds. You can argue the Vikings have Justin Jefferson, but we have A.J. Brown now. He is, I'd argue to say he is more of a weapon than Justin Jefferson. I know it's a bold take, but guys, I think that we're going to be studs this year. And then week three, Eagles at Commanders. I think we're going to take this one. We're going to take the first game against the Commanders. We're going to get after it early. Start off with a 3-0 win count. And then Jaguars at Eagles. I think we take this one too. You know, we're going against Dougie P. But, guys, we have to remember, it's the Jaguars. Yes, Dougie P coached our team. But, guys, I think that we're going to play super hard against them. And then here's where we get a bit into a pickle. We go against the Cardinals. This is not looking good for us, guys. The Cardinals have so many weapons. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Cardinals take this one, though. And then Eagles at Cowboys. We win that, obviously. They are not them boys. And then Eagles against Steelers. We take that one. Kenny Pickett is a weapon. He is an offensive threat, but I feel like we take this one, guys. Eagles at Texans. We take this one, too. I know I'm a bit optimistic of taking all these wins, but, guys, I really think that we're going to win. And then Eagles versus Commanders again. I think we sweep the Commanders, and then we just do super good against them. I think that both games are blowouts. Eagles at Colts. I'm going to be going to this game November 20th. But, you know, I think that this one's going to be a hard game to try to win. You know, the Colts atmosphere is great at the stadium. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard away game. But I think that I'm going to say the Colts take this one. Eagles versus Green Bay. I'm going to say Green Bay wins this one because it's A-Rod. And then Titans versus Eagles. A.J. Brown plays hard against the Titans this game. No doubt about it. I think that A.J. Brown is just going to do phenomenal in this game. He's going to have a couple of touchdowns. So many receiving yards. Eagles versus Giants, easy win. Eagles versus Bears, I'm going to say that's got to be a win. And then Eagles at Cowboys, that's going to be a loss. And then Eagles versus Saints, win. And then we sweep the Giants, and we get into the playoffs. And then we got the Colts schedule. Preseason, I feel like they're going to not try as hard as they are in the regular season. So I think that they're going to lose against the Bills, win against the Lions, lose against Tampa Bay. And then we're going to start out hot against the Texans, win that game, win against the Jaguars. I'm going to say we lose to the Chiefs. We win against the Titans. Win against the Jaguars again. Whoops, sorry, I skipped a game. Win against the Broncos. Actually, no. That game's gonna be tough. Russell Wilson, he's in Denver right now. He's gonna do good. I'm gonna say Denver takes that one. And then we sweep the Jaguars. And then we win against the Titans. The Commanders take that one. Win against the Patriots. The Raiders take that one. We win against the Eagles, sadly. And then they win against the Steelers. Win against Dallas. Once again, they are not them boys. And then win against the Vikings. Chargers win. We win against the Giants. And then we win against the Texans. I think that they got a pretty good, easy schedule. All right. Cardinals win against the Bengals in preseason. They win against the Ravens, win against the Titans, and then first week, the Chiefs. Yes, guys, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, but guys, they do not have a Tyreek Hill anymore. Tyreek Hill was so crucial to their team, and I just don't see them winning week one. I think the Cardinals take this one. Cardinals win against the Raiders. Now, this one's tricky. Rams versus Cardinals. Rams coming off the hot Super Bowl win. Matthew Stafford, great quarterback. OBJ, Cooper Kupp. I think that the Rams take this one. Cardinals against Panthers. I'm gonna say the Cardinals take this one. And then, what's the next game? Is it Eagles? All right, Eagles versus Cardinals. I think I said that the Cardinals win this one. Cardinals versus Seahawks win. They do not have a Russell Wilson anymore. They will not do very good this season. Saints versus Cardinals. Cardinals take that W. Cardinals versus Vikings win. Cardinals versus Seahawks win. Cardinals versus Rams win. We win the second one. And then 49ers versus Cardinals. Cardinals win. Now, the Chargers versus Cardinals. I feel like the Chargers are gonna win that one. And then Patriots versus Cardinals. Cardinals win that one easily. Cardinals versus Broncos. I feel like that one's gotta be Russell Wilson. You know, he's coming from the Seahawks. I feel like he's gonna do great. And the Broncos have Alex Singleton now, and it's just gonna be a great team, great atmosphere. Buccaneers versus Cardinals. Feel like the Bucks take that one. Cardinals versus Falcons. Cardinals win, and then the Cardinals win against the 49ers. So guys, this was kind of my quick hits, if you will, or my overview of training camp and the schedule. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you do, let me know, and I think I'm gonna do some more of these, maybe once a week, record one of just me, and then have a special guest on once a week too, maybe. Let me know if you guys like this. If I do continue doing these, I will be posting something on my Twitter for you guys to ask me questions, and I will answer them on here. Thank you guys for listening. Go Birds, go Cardinals, and go Colts, baby.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.